We find in our Gemara that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai are disputing if someone purchased an item, or as in the case of our Gemara, someone married a woman, and then it turns out that it's not what he expected, Yishabchena Beinov, should he praise it or not? And Beis Hillel says, Yishabchena Beinov, of course he should praise it. But the question that obviously comes up is, why indeed does Beis Hillel hold that way? Why is there no problem of Midvash Sheket Tirchak? So the Tva says that whenever we're faced with a situation of Darke Shalom, there is no concern of Dvar Sheket Tirchak. And so too does the Rabbeinu Yoina say in the Shari Tshuva, Shah Shlishi Ois Kuf Pei Aleph. Even Sheker Gomer may be said because of Darkei Shalom. The Chalkas Mechaikik, however, in Evena Ezer, Simen Samech Hei Sifkotan Aleph, says that if this woman has a mum, Chas V'Shalom, one may not say that she has no mum. Saying so is a Sheker Gomer. What he should say is that she has a Chut Shel Chesed, she finds favor, people like her, but to say a Sheker Gomer, says the Chalkas Mechaikik, is Osir. It seems from the Ritva and the Rabbeinu Yoina, even a Sheker Gomer may be said Mepnei Darkei Shalom. The Taz, however, takes a very different approach. His approach is much stricter, and he says, of course, Beis Hillel would agree that saying anything that smacks of Sheker is Osir. In other words, according to the Taz, certainly a Sheker Gomer is Osir, but even something which is not a Sheker Gomer is also Osir. But rather, says the Taz, over here, we need not be concerned that we're dealing with a situation of Sheker, because even if she does have, unfortunately, these deficiencies, in the eyes of her chosin, she's great. As the Gemara says the Taz, Osl Kaddish Isha Ad Sheyireni, you're not allowed to marry a woman until you actually have met her. And there's nothing, so therefore, as far saying this, is not involving a Sheker at all. But this is not considered a Sheker, and therefore it's permitted. Beis Shammai, on the other hand, obviously is of the opinion that we can't ignore the reality. And the reality is that this Kala has deficiencies. So even if in the eyes of the Chosin she's great, still saying that she's great smacks of Sheker. In other words, the Machloikis, according to the Taz, of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is how do we measure Sheker? Do we measure Sheker according to what the Chosin thinks is Sheker? According to what the person who's involved thinks? Or do we measure Sheker according to what is the reality? The Prisha, the Beis Shmuel, say that this is not considered Sheker because saying Kala Nova Chesuda is enough of an ambiguous statement that it could be defined in any way. And therefore, according to them, yes, as we quoted at the beginning of our shir, the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma, Masechta Yevamos, Mutar L'Shanes V'nei Sholem, says the Aruch Haner, what does it mean, Mutar L'Shanes V'nei Sholem? You could say an ambiguous statement that could be defined in one of two ways. But to say an outright lie is never permitted. The Tosfos Re'eim quotes a Re'eim
that has a whole different approach. His approach is that sheker is only usur when it causes damage to someone else. But in a situation when no one will be hurt by my saying this, that's not considered a sheker. Over here, the chassan is marrying the kala anyway. So saying the statement won't harm anyone, and that's why it may be stated. Beshamai, on the other hand, and that's why we could very well understand the machloikus of Beshamai Beshilol. According to Beshamai, it's still considered Geneva Stas, even though the chassan is marrying the kala. Basil says, since the chassan is marrying the kala anyway, it's not considered harming anyone, and that's why it's not considered in the category of saying sheker. There are other mefarshim that say that the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is not in hilchas sheker, for all the various reasons that we've given, because of Darkei Shalom, or because it's an ambiguous statement, or because no one is getting hurt anyway. Even Beis Shammai would agree that it's not considered in the category of saying sheker. But, explain the Rishonim and Beis Shammai, our Gemara began Ketz Meraktim Lefnei Kala. And as we said in our previous shir, what the Gemara meant to say is, what are the words that are said to the Chassan V'Kala? So what the Gemara means to say, to go specifically and say words, the Chazal should be misakin, that we should say words that aren't true, the Gemara found that difficult to accept. And that's why Beis Shammai found that difficult to accept. The Smag, when it speaks about the Isser of Sheker, says that all types of Sheker are included in the Lav of Midvash Sheker Terekut. And so does the Rashbat say, anything that's in the category of something that's not true is in that category, is considered sheker. And that's why the Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer on Lashon Hara, says that if one says a Lashon Hara, that besides the fact that it's Lashon Hara, also includes sheker, he's always over the lav of mas sheker tichak. It's over in Issa the Raisa of Midvash Sheker Techak. The Rambam, however, does not include Sheker as one of the mitzvahs. The Urayim, as we said a moment ago, differentiates between a Sheker that could cause someone else damage versus a Sheker that doesn't cause someone damage. The Urayim's Raya is by looking at the Pasuk. Because we look at the Pasuk says, "Midvash sheker tirchak, v'naki v'tzadik al tarik." So we see that only when somebody is hurt is there an iser sheker. The Chinuch takes a much stricter approach. And the Chinuch's approach is that anything that isn't true is included in the iser of sheker. And therefore, according to the Chinuch, if someone says, I'm going to do something, and he doesn't, or he says, I won't do something, and he ends up not fulfilling what he said he's going to do, that is also considered Midvar Sheker Tirchak. As we continue speaking about what is or what isn't included in the Isser of Sheker, the Sefer Chassidim says that even though, as we quoted earlier in our Shir, that Mutal Shanais B'Darkei Shalom, when it's a situation for Darkei Shalom, one could say something which is not true, still says the Sefer Chassidim, if somebody asks of you to lend him money, and you don't want to lend him the money because you know you're concerned that he won't pay you back, Says the Sefer Chassidim that you shouldn't say Ainli. In other words, instead of saying to the person, I don't trust you, what you'll say to the person is, I don't have money. That is considered a sheker and should not be said. Because the Sefer Chassidim makes a very interesting point. He says, this that was saying, Mutal Lashanis Mneidaka Shalom, is only after the fact. I'm fake. Al Gemara, we have here a Chosim V'Kala. They're already getting married. So saying something hurtful, of course, is not correct. But in a situation where it's before the fact, saying a sheker, even because of Darki Shalom, is usur. The Shalos Tshuvas Torah Lishma disagrees, and he says he doesn't understand why one would draw a distinction between the past and the future. In fact, the Shalos and Tshuvas Torah Lishma in Siman Shin Samech Dalet points out that on one hand, we see how strict the Torah is about sheker. The wording of the Torah, a midvash sheker tirchak, indicates how seriously the Torah takes this. And on the other hand, we find, as we just quoted, that Chazal said, Mutal Shanis of Neidak Shalom. There's a Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Chof Gimel, Benhani Tlas Mili of the Rabbanon, the Mishanim, the Barayu. There were a number of situations where we found that Chazal would say something which wasn't true. B'mesechta, b'purya, b'shpiza. So the Shalos HaTshuvas Torah Lishma wants to try to establish a guide. When is there a problem and when isn't there a problem? So he says that one is only allowed to say something which seems to be untrue only in very specific situations that are mentioned in the Gemara. And he points out some of those situations. One is that the Gemara says, "Lamed l'shoyin cha'im lo'yimen yideya." A person should get accustomed to saying, I don't know, even if it's a situation where he does know. Because once he's established as a person who knows all the answers, he may be asked a question that he really doesn't know the answer to. Another, along the same line, is somebody is learning a Masechta, or learned the Masechta, but he's asked a question about the Masechta, he could say he didn't learn the Masechta, because perhaps he'll be asked a question and know the answer. He says another very interesting psak, that if somebody is a rov and saying a psak halacha, and he's concerned that the community won't accept his psak halacha, and therefore he says that a great individual who people do accept his piskei halacha is the one that said this psak, he's allowed to do so. To say something, to get the Talmidim, even though it's not 100% true, but to get the Talmidim more interested in the learning, to ask a question, is also permitted. Al Gemara of Kala Nova Chsuda, or in a situation where a person doesn't want people to think that he's a great individual, and therefore he says something that's not 100% true, he did something great, and people say, oh, he's such a great person, and he doesn't want people to praise him, and therefore he doesn't admit that he did it, that is permitted. But he continues, even though we have these various Gemaras that say exceptions to the rule, still, we're not allowed to go out of the rules that the Gemara says. He quotes the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samech Gimel, that says, Chiba Rav was married to a woman, they would always do the opposite of what he asked. So his son came up with a great plan. He told his mother the opposite of what his father wanted. And by telling his mother the opposite of what he wanted, his mother ended up doing what his father wanted. And the father told him, "At lo taved hachi, don't do this." Even though his intention and his plan was great, because a person should always try only to say the truth, should always try to say the truth. And we conclude the words of the Miri. Afgav the Amru, says the Miri, this Miri in Masech the Yevamos, that even though Chazal taught us Mutal Lashanas of Neidaka Shalom, that for Shalom one could say something which isn't 100% true, Dafka B'dava She'im Eina Mishana Nafik Chorba, only in a situation that what are the repercussions if somebody's going to say the truth. If somebody's going to say the truth, it could be very serious negative repercussions. Avazu, in a situation where that isn't the case, Lava Pishvei Makbid, Mutav, and therefore in explaining that Gemara, says the Miri, Shetamen Hiba Merdol, the better, says the father to the son, that I should have a situation in my life where my wife isn't doing what I'm asking, then you should say something that's not true. Avoiding something which is not true is something that we should try to do at all costs.